If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Where you at? What you hauling?
All right, we got this would be Dalton. Morning, guys. I haven't listened in a while, but I got some catching up to do. I am hauling hogs from Alton, Iowa to Storm Lake, Iowa.
Hauling hogs. Catch on the reefer side, whatever that stupid
song is. Since Craig's not here, we got time for another one.
All right.
Here's another one.
Where you at? What you hauling?
CJ is hauling machinery parts from Iowa. I didn't say exactly where. I might swing down to Puss's Farm before I head back to Lincoln.
Yeah.
So he might be in the area.
Yeah, I got that Puss's Farm reloaded in there. I've got that taken out. Damn, I would have had that ready for that.
Oh, song. Yeah, that could have been a two-jingler.
I know, it could have been.
Yeah. I've never used that term before.
The two-jingler?
Two-jingler. Yeah.
Craig's under the weather today. Our buddy Nick decided to help us out a little bit. I didn't decide. We asked him. He was kind enough to come in early and hang out with us. What time do you normally wake up, Nick?
Later than now.
7:32 Central.
Yeah. He's already lost all concept of time.
Right. He
has no idea.
Right. Did you wake up your wife?
I did not.
Yeah.
I was worried I was going to.
Yeah.
But I was so scared I was going to wake up late that I heard an alarm and I kind of jumped out of bed, which is not
apparently
how it normally works.
I'm a little noisy when I wake up, but I think they adjust to that because I've been.
My wife didn't even hear me. She didn't even hear me.
A lot of years.
Yeah.
See, I actually felt bad this morning. I had to go back because the garage is kind of like right underneath the bedroom.
Uh-huh.
So you can hear it when the garage door opens.
Right.
And I had to go back. I got about halfway here and realized I'd forgotten my phone.
Oh,
and so I had to go
back. Freak out?
No, I don't know that I woke anybody up. But
she just blow you away with
a
sawed-off shotgun.
She probably didn't even notice.
Well, see, here's what happens, though. Even if she didn't wake up, the dog probably woke up.
Oh, yeah.
And the dog was probably going to start barking and freaking out because I came back.
Sneak out.
I kicked over the space heater in the garage.
just left it?
Kicked it. Well, yeah, but I think that I was up so early that my kids probably thought I was just going to bed.
But Dad's up a little later than normal.
We didn't hear him all night.
Is that the kind that shuts off if you kick it over?
Yeah,
okay.
And it's always laying on its side too. But I just
I texted Nick last night about 8:30. I said go to bed, get some sleep, and he goes ha. Yeah, so no, you'll
find
out.
That's a total flip for his schedule,
big time.
It is. I got it. Yeah, I tried. It was hard to go to sleep, too. I've been falling asleep, like, the past three nights to that Irishman movie, though. I'm trying to get through it.
Yeah,
it's just, like,
it's really good.
40-minute increments.
It's really good, yeah.
Yeah, it's three and a half
hours
long.
It's a long movie, right? Yeah.
It's worth a look.
So you're turning it into, like, a five-part miniseries.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can.
At 40 minutes a chunk, it probably would take about
half-hour
five
sessions,
viewings.
Basically,
Is that on Netflix? Or what?
Yeah, Netflix, right.
Really good.
We talked about this the other day, but I delved into Travel Tuesday yesterday to try to book holiday stuff. And I found reasonably priced tickets from...
I go on Christmas vacation.
Right,
I don't go on holiday vacation.
To Denver. Well, it's over New Year's.
We use Christ in our vacation.
So it's because it's covering two holidays, I say, a holiday break.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's Christmas.
Suck it, Jesus.
Thank you, Craig.
Yeah. Hey, Craig's here.
So I found reasonably priced a ticket to Denver. Reasonably, then I'm going on to Phoenix after that.
Right.
It was pretty reasonably priced. But I noticed that it's the Southwest. You pay extra money for that early bird check-in?
Yep.
Yeah.
They're raising that price every time.
It was $15 from Omaha to Denver. It was $20 from Denver to Phoenix. $25 to go from Phoenix to Omaha.
Yeah. I'm flying Southwest this weekend. Mm-hmm. Right.
And, wonder if it had been $5 to go north.
Yeah.
And again,
a directional fee.
I don't know the rhyme or reason, but I think people are getting tired of paying it because it used to be $5. And now they've jacked it up to, this is the most I've ever paid is $25. And I always get a better seat assignment.
So
every time.
It's not a cattle call anymore. It's actually assigned seat.
Well, no. You don't have to have.
You're guaranteed A group.
Right, if you want to get
guaranteed A group,
the best
not A, not B or C, you're guaranteed but it's extra $25 a ticket,
and you got to check in exactly 24 hours ahead of time.
No, not with this.
No, this eliminates the need to check in. It checks in for you 24 hours ahead of time
to get you in the A group.
Yeah,
no matter what.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But if you don't have that, you got to be sitting by your computer, ready. ding,
go.
Yeah, but even
still
then,
maybe get a B.
I was
group.
Never. Oh yeah, it's I've, very I've, the end of A.
I've never gotten in the A group, even being there right at 24 hours ahead of time.
Well, no. Now, you know why? Because
that's because of the early bird check-in.
The early bird check-in.
Everybody's done the early bird check-in, but I think they're finally getting sick of that because you know I'm getting A20. You know, really, A
very, very, very finally A. Yeah,
through A15 is like business class, unless you pay full price. Or, you know, you're one of those frequent flyers. You don't get in front of the A group. But, yeah, that was my Travel Tuesday experience. So
spending cash on the computer. Huh?
All taken care of.
Yeah.
Well, it's
called Giving Tuesday.
That product. Expensive of a vacation.
Well, you gave to Southwest Airlines.
When I go to Denver.
People who need it.
Yeah, I got a friend with a car, and I stay at his place. And when I go to Phoenix, I got my dad's casita, I got his car. So all I got to pay for is food and golf.
Nice.
Yeah, and the flights. And the early bird check-in.
A group.
And I'm assuming it's only one ticket each way because your wife doesn't want to be with you.
Right.
No, no. She's got stuff to do.
No. You want to go on vacation, honey?
Well, no. We just did that story about marriage. So,
Did you get her a Peloton?
and then, here's your Peloton and go to the airport right away. Right? She'll be worried about that, right? I'm going to the airport.
Gotta go.
Yeah, this marriage thing said the perceived wisdom of the day of the past was the only way to keep and have a happy marriage was for the woman to give up any aspirations that might threaten the man's sense of superiority, to make his interest hers, and to never ask for help around the house.
Woman?
Really? Mm-hmm. Who said that?
This is from The Atlantic. The college-level marriage. During the post-World War, this must be pre-World War II.
Okay, got it. Where the woman could have no aspirations.
Yeah.
Right.
And never asked the husband to do housework.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, that would
make America great again.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly what that is. That's when it was great.
That's when it went to hell. They started getting jobs.
Every winter, I knew I'd have a sweater.
She was in a dress in the kitchen, too, with pearl necklace. A real pearl necklace.
Yeah, in the dress, the hair done, shoes done.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's still that attitude about women working. Even though if you want to live a middle class lifestyle, you got to have two incomes
easily,
you know, coming into your household.
Yeah.
Yet there's still a backlash against women working.
Yeah.
There's a story about that here too. I don't know where this is from.
Craig's a guy with he knows he credits people. We don't care. he's a real journalist. Otherwise we don't care.
Well, this is stuff that Craig actually looked up.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Nick is just perusing it.
Craig is a great creditor. You are correct.
Yeah, he's really anal about that. But
yeah, rightfully so.
This is all curated by
you. You don't have to worry about it. Just read it.
Yeah, so this,
we'll find out when Craig comes back.
Craig always credits it.
Because he's the archivist.
As well, the unemployment rate in the United States has fallen to a record low of 3.7%. A majority of American jobs don't pay enough to offset cost of living.
That's it. Every time
I see middle class
story,
living possible.
Every time I see somebody bragging about that on Facebook, the mega crowd, it's like if you look into that, nobody's. In fact, this city is really, really low paid jobs.
Yeah, there's lots of jobs,
there was an article in the local rag, pretty good article a couple weeks ago, that 40% of the jobs in Omaha, which is a pretty big sized city, are underpaid, but they're employed, but they're not being paid.
Yeah,
enough to live anywhere. Right.
Just pick up the want ad sometime and just look at like the highest hourly wage.
About that.
But just look at the highest hourly wage available in the job. People like we are hiring. We need people.
Right.
$13 an hour.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, okay, well,
yeah,
you can't live on
that. That'll work for 30 years.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
It's a job, not quite livable. But it's a wage.
Hey!
Mm-hmm.
And you should be happy with that.
Come on in.
If you want more, they say bootstraps, that crowd.
Okay. Yeah, get a job. I can have two.
Yeah,
three
exactly.
Jobs.
Right. I can't have any more.
Somebody sent me a link to a Twitter thread here. @ClueHayward. And the line is, I love putting my Peloton bike in the most striking area of my ultra-modern $3 million house. And then he asked people to tweet pictures of their Peloton bike.
Are they getting real Peloton houses in?
No, they're getting pictures from commercials.
Okay.
Yeah, one of them. I put my Peloton in the center of the panoramic living room window in my New York penthouse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the one I see. That's the one I see.
I think that story I was reading last night about the Peloton quoted that guy, and they credited him as a repeat Peloton critic.
Okay.
Like, that's a lot of his Twitter stuff is criticizing Peloton.
Yeah, here's and
their
one.
Ads.
A good place for your Peloton bike is between your kitchen and living room, facing the cactus garden, so you could always remember virtual spin class.
Oh, man. But you know, I'm not sneezing at $3,000. I'm just trying to say the people can afford a $3,000 bike and still live in a regular house, and the Peloton is in the basement.
Oh, no, but the Peloton...
The commercials are ridiculous.
In the commercials, yeah. It's always in
It's just ridiculous.
A beautiful house in a beautiful setting.
Right. You'd have a fleet of Pelotons. You'd have a house like that.
I took my Peloton bike
spin
to
class.
Every room. Yeah.
Took my Peloton bike to Europe and used it on the balcony of our $2,000 a night Airbnb. And honestly, I felt like I was flying over London. You should try it.
That's funny.
It's like the Lexus commercial that shows up driving in mountain ranges and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And really, you're just going to be stuck at a stoplight on the way to the job you hate. You're not driving anywhere like that.
That's true. Yeah, well, that's what the commercials are about.
And they do. And those
take you away.
Yeah, when those people are all going to Christmas, you know, when they're having their Christmas gatherings and they're driving.
Snow's
to these places,
perfect.
It's never to, like, somewhere where there's, like, you know.
Not a regular place.
Yeah, where the Peloton and weight set's in the front yard.
No.
Yeah.
No, you're
and the driveway's
not
shoveled.
Not driving to your real relative's house. Right. You're driving to a mountain cabin where an iconic family walks out.
Yeah, because apparently nobody visits their relatives in the Great Plains.
Yeah.
I think it was an Amazon commercial.
The meth head cousin is never in there.
I think it was an Amazon commercial. It's part of one of them, you know, and it was, you know, holiday gathering, and they're getting to where, you know, the family's house, and it's snowing. It's obviously snowing. It's night. It's cold. But the family comes out to meet them in the driveway.
Yep.
No, I'm going to stay in the house.
Right, they've all done that.
You come inside.
Yep.
Let's get the hell out of the snow. It's so unbelievable.
Sugar fool.
You know, that's what the cousin Eddie's out there emptying the trailer. That's exactly. Yeah. That's real Christmas.
No, they would wait for you inside because there's a freaking snowstorm going on.
Right.
Yeah. When there are beer or alcohol commercials, it just shows some dude sitting on his couch getting wasted while his world crumbles around him.
Exactly.
We really
the best
started,
customers.
A GoFundMe for Dr. Mina, since she mentioned she had a crappy car.
Yeah.
Did she say that in that conversation?
When she was talking with the old guys from Pennsylvania.
I picture her driving like a reasonable Toyota.
Yeah.
That's
probably
something
it.
Like that.
Minivan.
No, she had a minivan. She had a crappy car, she said?
It sounded like it.
She said that, you know, doctors, not all doctors are rich.
Well, we know. Right. All of us
she
know that.
She said, just look at my car.
Right. You should see the car.
No, of course not. No, of course not. All the doctors aren't. And that's a stupid thing to say.
All we got her for, compensation was a bottle of tequila.
What's your husband drive, though? That's what I want to know.
That wasn't all. We got her for
a Peloton.
He probably has a nice car.
Well, no.
He's waiting on the Tesla truck.
Because she's always bragging about how she makes more money than
I know that, but, you know.
And I don't know how it works in everybody else's household, but usually the wife gets the newer car, gets the nicer car.
That's what just happened at my house. We got a couple of vehicles. We went from zero vehicles to two. And one of them, one's like, I feel like a 17-year-old girl, high school girl driving the bright blue Ford Focus around.
Nice!
Yeah. And my wife, the other one's like a big SUV, and it was snowing. I had to drive to Geneva for a show the other night. I'm like, hey, I'm going to take that.
Yeah.
It's like snowing.
Yeah.
She's like, well, that's not going to happen again. I might. Hey, like, if it's snowing.
That's great.
Is there a bright blue Focus in the parking lot?
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to go look at
field it. Trip, right. Field trip. Field trip.
In case you're not listening in the Midwest, no, that's not Switzerland.
Yeah.
Nick is not doing gigs in Geneva.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Just let him think he is.
Yeah.
That was big time. And he was driving.
Doing shows for the volunteer firefighters in Switzerland.
That's a commercial. Stand up drives to Geneva for a gig.
Yeah.
We actually, I actually am driving the newer vehicle in our house right now.
Are you?
We took turns. She got the newer vehicle last time. Mine got traded in this time.
Actually, the newest vehicle in my house is my daughter's, and that's a year old.
Right. Oh, yeah. But it's never you. You always make the sacrifice.
Well, I don't even want a payment anymore. It wasn't me for a long time.
Yeah, it was for a while, you know.
Mine was the most expensive car. I make sure that's happening. That's one thing I do.
Hang that up on the fridge, just in case y'all are wondering. Daddy's car costs more.
Yes.
And
it always will.
And in reality, they're all daddy's cars.
Yeah.
Right. I took the kids. We had to get dinner last night on the way back in the Ford Focus. My youngest son was like, "You should get two jobs so mom doesn't have to work anymore." But do you see what we're driving? Look at what we're doing here. Like, you should get two. Not realistic.
Don't you love when kids say stuff that is clueless? I know we've all done it. I know we've all done it. No matter what our parents' financial thing was, you've always would just say stupid stuff like that and not realize it until you got older. Well, yeah. Let's buy that. Let's buy that. Mm-hmm. And since the advent of the ATM in the past 30 years, 40 years, it's that machine's just got money, right? That's my favorite one.
Yeah, you just stick the card in and it comes out.
Spits out whatever you need. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, my daughter wants a lake house.
Take what you need.
Like, come on, like, we could move there. It's not going to be a nice one, but we're not going to have this house anymore.
Like maybe a pop-up camper somewhere we shouldn't be.
You could find a flooded pond somewhere. A
squatter. The Allen squatter family.
Well, reality hits people in the face pretty quick. Once they start paying their own bills.
Yeah. They figure it out eventually.
Just tell her to work hard and she can have whatever she wants.
That's right.
Someday.
What?
Just last night, we weren't having a fight or anything, but my daughter said, "Oh, just because I don't pay the bills, I don't get to make the rules." I said,
"Yes.
That's exactly what it means."
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So when you move out and pay your own bills, you can do what you want. But until then, no, you don't get to make the rules.
Yeah. My daughter's been giving me a hard time about not being a full-time comedian.
God.
Yeah. She's always like, "Well, you're not funny, this." And I'm like, okay, I'll just stop. Like, you want me to just cancel the rest of the shows and see how Christmas goes? And she's like, "No." I'm like, "Oh, well, then."
She's giving you crap for not headlining the funny bones everywhere.
Yeah. I'll be like, "I was on TV." She goes, "You told one joke." I'm like, "Well, you have a point, but."
Well, you were on national TV.
Yeah, but, you know, one joke, you can't win.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
I like your kids more now.
Right.
I really do.
Right. How can we
just what happened to me is I was in the car and we're not supposed to mention it, but we have the Z92 HD channel has this show 24/7 in Omaha. And my son, his girlfriend in the back seat, because when I pick her up, he gets in the back seat too. So I'm like a chauffeur.
Driving this daisy.
Exactly. So we're sitting here waiting in line at a fast food joint. And I wanted to make sure this thing was working again, because sometimes it works pretty good. And I just turn on to hear it. And my son goes, "Oh, Dad thinks he's cool listening to himself." So after I punched him in the head.
I would have stopped the car. Dad thinks he's cool enough for you to get out and walk home with your girlfriend.
Yeah, well, I'm chauffeuring your ass around.
Exactly. Better watch yourself.
Bought your poor ass some food.
But since, who's showing out the cashier? She's a sweet girl, so I didn't go off on him. But I'm saying, shut up, you dick.
Oh, man.
Dad does not think he's cool.
Damn.
Yeah, but you know what is cool? Is hammering your dad for thinking he's cool.
Yeah, it
must
totally
be.
Yeah. Totally.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, but see, I would have gone the other way. I would have, you know, used that time right in front of the girlfriend to just eviscerate him. Like, "No, son, this is how it's going to be."
She eviscerates him, so he gets that. I don't expect.
Did you change the channel?
I don't expect. Yeah, I did, but I don't expect them to care what I do for a living.
Like, no,
but I don't like when they abuse it.
Yeah, don't be snarky about it.
He does, "Dad, all you do is talk."
Right. You try it, boy.
I talk to your bills, son.
Yeah, you're right. It is all I do. I get it, but
I get roasted in unison. It was my youngest son and my daughter who were in the car last night, and you know it's a newer. It's new to us. So I'm like, "Hey, no trash in the car," and both at the same time, like, "Well, why are you in here?"
Oh,
good
damn.
God.
Right.
Good. I'm so glad I don't have kids.
You're raising comedians. Why not?
Yeah, I'm like, that's funny. Yeah. You can't help but laugh.
That's savage, man. Your kids pull no punches.
No, they don't. My daughter, the older she gets, too, she doesn't care.
How old is she now?
15.
Oh, yeah.
That's when they start getting brave.
Oh, yeah.
They start getting a little brave and mouthy.
Already at 10, my daughter's hit me with a couple of lines, and I go, "Wow, I'm kind of proud of you. That was a really good line." I mean, it was directed at me, but props for that.
Nick was on TV. National TV, and all you got was you told one joke.
Right? Yeah, she's like, "Well, if you were funny, you'd be on TV." I'm like, "I was." "Yeah, for one joke." You know, you got a point.
And then your son says, "Go Patriots," right?
Right?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Things are going great.
He's headlining in Switzerland, for Christ's
sake. Right.
Oh, what are you on?
Geneva this weekend.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.